Your energy matters so much because it is the core of your business. And so filling the well is going to be key. Welcome to the Soul Sourced Podcast, unconventional business advice for the highly creative, secretly sensitive, and wildly ambitious entrepreneur. I'm your host, Christine Kane. Let's do this. Hello, my friends. This is Christine Kane, and this is episode number 59 of the Soul Sourced Entrepreneur. And if you think you are hearing crickets in the background, they are indeed crickets in the background. I don't feel like closing my windows, and it's evening, and I just felt like recording a podcast, and now Pearl has decided to start. Oh my God, you guys, it just doesn't stop in this house. Anyway, it's evening, there are crickets, and we're going to talk about the five energies of the entrepreneur, and the reason I want to talk about this is I just finished doing a mastermind retreat with my clients, and we did it on Zoom. And every retreat, I do a thing called Money on the Table, where part of our intro activities, like before the retreat really even gets rolling into the content and training, I set up several sessions where each person does what we call the Focus 360, where they do a big audit of everything in their last 90 days. And then I have one of the exercises I have them do is something called the Income Upleveler, which is where we really look around and we find the money that's on the table. And I kind of turn it into a contest. And I challenge people to do a little bit of work during the 3 days of the retreat, and whoever generates the most income gets a coaching call with me privately. And I typically don't love contests, but the reason I love this one is because everyone wins. They learn how to just take action, because all of us just need a good deadline and some good accountability, and we tend to face the things we need to do that we've been putting off all quarter. And then also a lot of people end up generating a lot of income. And in this particular retreat, the person who won, her name is Lisa, and she generated $22,000 or something like that. And she's in the professional services business. It's her own business. And it was really a matter of invoicing people she hadn't invoiced since April. She'd just been putting it off. She did all her work, kept doing the work, working with her clients, loves working with her clients, and puts off the tedious things. And when I talked with her about it, and she came on and, you know, I congratulated her and all that stuff, she talked about the shift in her own mindset around having a business and treating her business as a business, and really creating the owner mentality versus the employee mentality, and how that has changed everything for her this year. And that's why I wanted to teach this episode today. Did I say we're on episode 59? I think at first the crickets were distracting me. I was having a perfectionist moment, which I clearly have gotten over. But it made me kind of want to come back to some of the basics. And one of the basic things I train my clients in is something I call the five energies of the entrepreneur. And these are not activities, these are not priorities, it's not another to-do list. This is really a way of doing a bit of what Lisa described, which is really understanding yourself as a business owner and understanding your activities each day. And for me, when I was a musician, this was a major wake-up call when I started working with my coach, because I have a pretty hardcore tough time with, there was a noise of some kind of wild animal doing something. I live on a river in the woods, and who knows, with the windows open in the evening, you never know what you're going to hear. So anyway, I have a bit of a hard time, as you just witnessed, with ADD. So I am so easily distractible, and so everything that has to get done, it's got to get done now. And when I worked with my first coach, I think he was the first person who really taught me. He didn't call it managing your energy. He didn't call it managing your power. He just started to teach me how to use myself, my energy, my time in a way that was based in the supposed priorities of my business. And as I got better with that, I got better at watching myself, observing myself. I got better at being this person who was a songwriter and a business owner and doing so many things. And that's the challenge for all of us now, is that gone are the days where we have, you know, we get to be divas and have a great team of agents and managers and all these people taking care of our every last move. The great thing is that anybody can have a business now. It's just that not everybody understands themselves as the owner. I think a lot of us are still in employee mindset. We, especially if you come from corporate, where you have like a whole team of people doing, you know, doing your every whim, you're very specialized and you do your one specialized thing. And that's great. But when you have a business, especially when you're still on your own and maybe you just have one virtual assistant or something like that, you're doing a lot of different activities. And so this is not to say you don't have to do them all. You don't have to, you know, or you do have to do them all. It's just that you have to understand the nature of them all and what kind of toll they take on your brain and what kind of toll they take on your energy. And then you set your week and your day up in a way that honors your priorities and also your natural rhythms and how you do things. And so this is how I teach it. And you, with anything I teach, some of the principles are here are just great principles, and you don't have to follow them to the letter. Like, I am not somebody who says, you've got to be this way or you're you're a loser or you're not going to be successful or whatever. But I do think it's really good to learn the basics. It's the same way that I learned how to do music. And that is, you know, I started with my guitar, learning scales and having the metronome there. And I learned every last rule. And it wasn't until I learned every last, well, not, I didn't learn every last rule. Let's be honest. I learned a lot of rules and then I could relax and I could find my style in them. But if I started out being, you know, all diva-like and saying, dude, don't harsh my buzz with these scales and the key that you're telling me to play in, like I wouldn't have gotten anywhere. So with that said, this is kind of like going back to basics. This is the scales. This is the metronome, what we're talking about here. For some of you, this might be all new. And for some of you, this will be a nice reminder and a nice review. But it's always good to come back to basics and sort of remember who we are, because none of us just learn something once and then take off and just say, oh, I got it. That's great. I'm so glad I left that behind. You know, whatever. So with the five energies of the entrepreneur, I started teaching this very early on in my coaching. Like back in when I started coaching even when I was a musician, because I was running retreats, but I started pretty hardcore business coaching in about 2009, 2010, somewhere in there. And one of the first things I realized was how many of my people who were in startup, or actually some people who had been in business a while, were really struggling with just getting things done and managing it all and never quite knowing where they were. And while some people are kind of wired up to understand this stuff, I think a lot of us who are, you know, we didn't start our business with a plan. We're not super organized. We have more passion than we have predictability, you know, and it doesn't mean you can't have a business. It just means that you want to bring a level of self-awareness to this that maybe you didn't have before. And so one of my clients, she was really struggling with her, like, writing her book, and she kept not writing it. And she was sort of trying to intersperse it throughout her days. And she was having clients, and she's a therapist, and she was doing clients and then trying to write her book and then doing, you know, her bookkeeping, and everything was just like a big conglomeration. And that's when I sat her down and I taught this to her, and she just took off from there and is now writing her second book, is about to get it published. But so clearly it's working, but it was this big aha for her. So I started teaching it to clients as part of all my trainings. And so I'm going to bring it to you here. And it's just five energies. And these are not activities. These are just energies, and you want to think about you in your business, in your work, and what each of these means to you and how you manage your time. I'm not going to tell you how to do this, but this is a good jump-off point. And then you take it and work with yourself through your weeks. And I will tell you, even if you know this, you're going to get it wrong sometimes. You're going to have weeks where you're all over the place, especially if you're like me and you have crickets in the background and things like that. So it's just, you keep coming back to center. You keep reminding yourself of this. And you can listen to this episode more than once if you get off track in a week. And it's fine. We all get off track. So the five energies. The first energy is simply creative energy. It's, you know, you can call it content creation. The whole content, you know, content creation thing makes it just feel lame. Like, I feel like we've turned into people who just crank out content just to fucking crank out content, and it's lost any and all soul. We just make noise now. And so let's just call it creation, whatever that is for you. So for my client, and her name's Colleen, and when she was creating, she was writing a book. So it wasn't content creation. She was writing a book. And that is a very intense activity because we're not reacting to things. We're actually sitting down and we're creating a framework. We're finding the stories. We're finding the right words. And that is hugely important. So whatever that is for you, it might be writing a speech, it might be creating a video, it might be outlining some content for a video, it might be thinking about an offer you're making, whatever your next launch or some kind of content that's there. But typically it's something that's going to be read or viewed or listened to by your peeps, whatever they are. But it is hard. I don't want to sound like Eeyore, but it is hard work and it takes a lot out of you. And so with content creation or whatever you want to call it, that is to me, and this is my opinion as a coach, that is, I think, the most important work we do if we are going to generate things like that. So if you're laying out the way, you know, your message and how you do things, it's hard work, especially if you're somebody like Colleen at that time had only ever done therapy. And therapy is something where people come in, they tell you their things, and then you coach them, counsel them, do what your thing is, and then you move on to the next person. But when you're actually creating something, for me, you know, my early career writing songs, you're sitting down and you're mining yourself. You're going deep, hopefully, if you're not just like content creating. You go deep into yourself and you're really finding, where's my message? What am I saying here? That's hard. And so I always advise people to do that first thing in the day. And that's where I went with Colleen, was do this first thing. Start your day with this. Start fresh, wake up, make this number one activity. And that's a key thing. So if you're putting it off to the end of the day and you're never getting to it, that's probably why. The second energy is anything that you do that is marketing or selling. So with our clients, we teach different elements of marketing and selling, like creating a whole sales sequence with involving emails, involving, you know, scheduling, involving get acquainted calls, involving sales pages, that kind of stuff. That's a different energy. Now, of course, there is a little bit of creation to it, especially if you're creating emails as part of a sales sequence, but it is a little bit of a different energy in that it really is geared toward the making of money, the selling of what you do, the making offers. And so that energy is radically different. And for some people, marketing and selling is new to them and it's hard and they get nervous about it. And that might not be you, it might be you, but it's something that if you have a business, you're always doing it. But it's really good to understand that this is a different energy from anything else. Like, for instance, when I sit here and make a podcast, for instance, and I'm just sitting here talking and there's a certain amount of delight in teaching. And there's a certain amount of delight when I do my mastermind retreats because it's just straightforward teaching. But when it's something that's revolving around an offer that I'm making, or, you know, some kind of, you know, when I open up my masterminds or something like that, that's a, it's just a slightly different energy, because now you are thinking of the other person actually taking out their credit card and paying you. And no matter what anyone tells you, for some of us, that's like, it just something in you kind of clicks, because now you're thinking a little more strategically. You're thinking, all right, what is my back end? Where is all this leading to? And that's a different sort of energy. It's just really good to honor that you're going to bring a different energy to that activity than to just writing your book, for instance. Unless your book is just a complete lead generator, and that's, we're not going to go into all the that differentiation right now. But in some ways, those two can blend. Marketing and selling, and then creating, can also blend these two areas. But it's still good, in my worldview, to just kind of delineate there, because it's a key thing for entrepreneurship. The third energy of the entrepreneur is the energy that I call delivery. So it's the fulfillment. So ideally, you are setting your business up where you sell your packages, you sell something in advance, and then after someone has paid you, you are now delivering to them. So if you are, for instance, in, you know, this is the, you know, coaching model where you sell a package, then you show up and you deliver, and you show up for your clients, and you're answering their questions, or you're doing a coaching call, or whatever it might be. And so, for instance, in Lisa's case, this thing where she's invoicing people, and, you know, that's something she puts off, one way that I might coach someone like her to stop letting that activity drain her, and when I do my coaching call, this is, guess what, where I'm going to focus, Lisa. What I might guide her to do is really consider, I know that you're in an industry that probably doesn't do packages and that sort of thing, but let's find creative ways where you can, where you get paid up front and you're not having to chase people after you've delivered. So the delivery then becomes this thing where you're already paid and you're just showing up and you are 100% focused on that person. And most of us with service-based businesses, this is the part we love the very best. I love doing my Q&A calls. So Uplevel Cafe, which, by the way, now I'm going to do a little energy of selling. Uplevelcafe.com. This is where, for instance, I do a strategy and soul group Zoom every month, and people get on and ask questions about their business and I coach them. And I am well known for, the coaching calls are 90 minutes, but I tend to go over, and it's because I love it so much. I love when I'm troubleshooting with somebody and they're there and we're talking and I'm helping them in their business. I have just an enormous amount of energy for that. And most of my clients say it's the same thing for them. Not every client is wired that way, but the energy of delivery, the energy of fulfillment, of you've been paid and now you are fulfilling, you're working with the client, that is a really lovely energy. And where I guided Colleen in that moment when I was first coaching her ages ago, I guided her to write her book first and then have her clients later in the day, because it was something that she loved doing and it was easy. Like her energy wasn't as taxed, it wasn't as draining, it was still focused, but it's something that we are now responding to somebody as opposed to sitting and creating something. So there's the creating, and then there's the, and I don't want to say reacting because that sounds negative, but you're responding. Someone is bringing you their thing and you're giving your perspective. And if you want to hear my, the six P's of coaching, I do have a podcast on that, of what you actually do in those activities of the fulfillment and delivery of the energy of that entrepreneurship. So that's number three. Number four is, I'm just going to call it filling the well. And in more common vernacular is to say self-care. And this is the stuff that we often think of as not important. like it's not work. And it's so important. And this is where you do things that actually you don't know why, but it fills the well. And this for some of us might be gardening. It might be journaling. It could be taking a walk in the woods. It could be, you know, some people love going to spas or getting a massage or something like that. I know some people love going to, you know, get a mani-pedi. I can't stand getting mani-pedis. Like, I think a lot of times you have to be really, this is where self-awareness really matters here, because I think we all believe that, well, I should go and get a mani-pedi. That will be self-care. And some of us, you know, I'm not a very good girl. I don't like mani-pedis. And I actually kind of don't love salons in general. I find them a little too, I don't know, tamed or something. I like being in the woods. I like walking with my dog. I like making food. I like food and just all the messiness of life. That fulfills me. And I love, like, just had dinner over at some friend's house and we just laughed and joked. And that kind of thing really, really goes a long way to fill the well for me. But that's me. I don't know what your jam is. So this is one of those things I think a lot of us have just defaulted to what we're supposed to like because we read women's magazines and I don't know what men read, but we think this is what it's supposed to be. And I think it's really worth experimenting and saying what fills the well. And I'm going to make a little note here about this. And this is when we get really stressed out and we're not managing our energy very well, we tend to do what I think the best way I've ever heard it described is the late Debbie Ford. She called it shadow comforts. And this is where instead of actually filling the well, we just stuff the well, meaning we binge, we watch Netflix, we go into real addictive activities just to numb out, and we're not filling the well anymore. We're feeding the addiction. We're just on autopilot. Our adrenals are so completely drained that all we're doing is hoping to numb out until the next damn thing we've got to do. And if you're at that point, I get it's a really tense place to be. I have been there. I have been the most strung out and lost when I was a musician, came back from road trips. It took me so long to really get to where I could feel the filling of the well because I was still so all the food had barcodes. Everything was just running around and being on the road. And it took me a while to find that gentle place inside where filling the well was a very real thing. And if you're in that place, give yourself some time to really explore, what is this for me? Because it's not going to be what it is for someone else. And do it in small chunks of time if at first it is uneasy. But it is a key energy, because otherwise you're not going to have any life force in you for the creation. You're not going to have any life force in you for anything except for probably just fulfilling and delivering, because you're so robotic and used to doing that. And maybe you force yourself to show up because someone's sitting there and you force yourself into presence. But your energy matters so much because it is the core of your business. And so filling the well is going to be key. Okay, so the last energy of the entrepreneur is something that I've always just sort of called edge work. I'm going to define what that is. But I when I started working with Dan Sullivan at Strategic Coach, he calls it buffer days. It's buffer stuff, which is, for me, the reason I always called it edge work is that I always looked at it as it's all the work that you're on the edge of or on the edge of getting off your plate. It's kind of that admin stuff that when you start hiring people, this is the stuff that you're going to get off your plate. And so I always looked at it was sort of like on the edge of my energy and I had to do it. And I still do some of it, but it's the stuff that is like all your, you know, in Lisa's case, it was invoicing and it's your financials. It's your work with your bookkeeper, and hopefully you have a bookkeeper, because that's a key thing. Any of the admin stuff that is kind of just a necessary thing to do, sometimes you have to sort of rearrange the team and think in terms of team and who's working where and where are you going to hire and where you might need to fire. It's all of the stuff that's about the operations of your business, everything it takes to make your business run. So maybe you need to get a more robust contact management system, and you have to sort through and pick, you know, are you going to do ConvertKit? Are you going to do Infusionsoft? What system are you going to use? Or maybe you're looking at some new platform you're thinking of entering. And so all of that stuff that requires kind of deep operational thinking, I call it edge work. But it's something that takes a kind of left brain fuel and kind of a neutral, detached thinking. You are no longer Little Miss artist, service-based, passion-based person. You're now doing just the stuff that makes the business work, that grows the business, that develops the business, and it's the hiring, the firing, the managing, and all those sorts of things. And, you know, I've been very lucky in that I started offloading that kind of stuff a long time ago. But I also have times that I have to go back to it. And even in the world with Strategic Coach, when I was working with Dan Sullivan, I remember sitting at various mastermind tables with people who had multi-million dollar businesses and saying, you know, I'm back doing my edge work, and they called it buffer days, but I'm back doing that because the business is going through massive changes and I'm the one who has to really lead that and figure that out and manage that. But that's the energy of it. It takes a different kind of energy. You're not creating any kind of content or any kind of creative stuff. You're not delivering or fulfilling. You're not doing self-care. You're not marketing. You're really in the muckety muck of your business. And again, these are all about the energy of what you're having to use up inside of you. And the awareness of this is really about looking at your week and saying, what kinds of things can I do? And so when you're trying to lay out a day and you're trying to force yourself to do all of this stuff, you're probably doing yourself an enormous disservice. And so I know that a lot of people talk about things like batching, and I don't love the idea of batching because everything has turned into a catchphrase. And we throw these things off like, oh, you should start batching. And I don't know that everyone's wired in such a way that batching is going to look the same. But I do love the idea of having a day where you just do edge work. Because some of you, especially if you're in startup, you're going to have a lot more of those days than most people. You know, if you have a company, you're not going to be doing as many of those days. And that's the weird thing about when you start to scale is you actually do less of what feels like work. You know, like it's a lot more focus time and creating time, but and it's hard to let go of some of that because the edge work, that stuff feels like work. It's what most of us associate with work because you can do it and say it's done and you got your papers done, you got your paperwork done, you mapped out who your next employee is going to be, you worked with your bookkeeper. And so just know that when you're in the early stages of business, you're going to be doing more of that. So the key thing that you want to do, like the key takeaway, I think, for many of you is going to be understanding what are the activities for you in those things, in each of those categories. And so what you want to do is first off understand what are your high impact activities. Those are probably going to be your creation activities. Anything that is you creating something, that's typically really high impact. It's the stuff that brings meaning, that has a little bit of purpose. And it's always seems to be, it's always the hardest thing to do, like writing your book or writing that speech or whatever it might be. And then define what each of those are, and then really think about the quality of energy that's required to do them. And then when you look at your week, if you can do it this way, I know this takes an enormous amount of brain power, but this is why we do Sunday summits, and this is what this is all about, is that it starts to teach you how to navigate you. It's not how to navigate time. It's really, what kind of energy do I have this week? As much as I would love to be able to write my stuff that I've got to write, I have to take the kids back to school, and there's all this COVID stuff going on. And so maybe this week I'm going to be able to do two sessions of that. But the rest of it, I'm going to be doing fulfillment and delivery, and then I'm going to do some of the edge work. But this is where you got to take that time to say, what are my categories here? What is the most important thing? And what I will tell you about any kind of creation is that it's usually the long-term stuff that's going to have impact down the line, but doesn't always have instant payoff. And the other thing I'm going to ask you to explore is, could you have a day that you do not have clients? You know, in the name of batching, you put clients on maybe 4 days a week, if possible, 3 days a week. And then you have one day that is devoted to other things that you're focused on, business development, you're focused on the edge work, you're focused on other stuff. But if you just sort of take clients at all times, every single day, it's going to be very hard to build your business and create anything that's meaningful. You're going to feel like that you're just chasing after or being dragged by your business. And that's what I'm going to leave you with here. And what I'm going to say is that if this speaks to you, this is the kind of stuff we do in Uplevel Cafe. And if you want to go visit uplevelcafe.com, it is a very doable way to get in and start in on focusing on this. And I always say to people, I know it's month by month and you can get out whenever you want, but I always say kind of plan on 3 months, like give yourself a quarter to show up and be there and do the stuff. And, you know, we have a mindset intensive that starts on day 21 because I like to give you time to be in the program. And then before we start diving into deep mindset stuff, but it's really key to give yourself the time and space to walk through this and begin to get to know yourself. It's like Lisa in the mastermind retreat in M Club, we call it, where, you know, it's a further through the year, but she said she's been putting this stuff off since April. And now when we talk, I'm probably going to be starting her thinking in terms of a whole different business model where she sells packages. So these changes and all these things that I put out there, they take time, not because you can't do them, not because you couldn't just like set it forth and do it. It's that your energy takes time to catch up to some of these new concepts. And so a lot of people, they just self-flagellate constantly. They dip into things, they drop out of things, they dip into things, they drop out of things, because they're just toe dipping. And they're just, and then they get pissed off at themselves. And until you actually create a pattern interrupt where you commit to not doing great at some stuff and you commit to learning about your energies as an entrepreneur and about the kind of energy you bring to the table, and you have a week where you don't do it so great, and then you come back to center and you do your Sunday summit, you start to become somebody who's way more able to respond in the moment as opposed to react in the moment. And that's ultimately my goal for why I teach what I do. And I know it's not the sexiest thing, but I will say that my clients have very long-term results and they continue to do this thing I call up-leveling throughout their years, even after they work with me. And I hear from them time and time again of how this built a really strong foundation for them. And that's my wish for you as well. So between me and you and the crickets in the background, it's been a joy to teach you this, and I will see you guys next week. Thanks so much for listening. I am the moon, I am the mystery, all that moves, moves through me. This is my view, ooh, it's a beautiful thing just to watch the world.